Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 144 of the Functioning Get Options Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show about your life with WordPress. I'm Adam, my buddy, my friend, my compatriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Hey, say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. And hi, Adam. How are you today?
It is good to see you in this capacity. It's been a long time. We've had about, I think, 3.5-4 months off for the summer break.
Something like that.
Sabbatical.
Nobody's probably noticed.
No, sure. People have. Actually, I've gotten some feedback like, hey, where's the show?
Maybe we could just convince everybody that they had a technical glitch.
They had
a
technical
phone.
Glitch. Yeah. Actually, it's funny. I was just about to reach out recently to some other people about starting back in Q4, but I hadn't yet. And then you said you sent an invite. You finally, you sent the calendar invite. It's on my calendar. Here we are.
Yeah.
It's simple.
Yeah.
Simple.
That's
I'm an easy
story.
Man.
That's
just
what happened.
That's what happened. Your calendar broke, so you couldn't send an invite, so we didn't record.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
exactly. Hey, you always try to put this on me every time.
Every time. Well, I tell you.
I differ.
I know. And that's why we're like brotherly love. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, that's okay. Here we are. That's what matters.
That's all that matters. We're back. We are back. And what are the updates? We have a lot. A lot has changed, obviously. So
goodness gracious. We should walk through everything week by week.
In a nutshell, I'll just share what's new in my side of the world in 4 months. I had a wedding anniversary just last month, actually. 23 years with Ellen. And I also, my wife also had a birthday. Her age has been redacted in the show notes, so that's out. One of my kids graduated high school. One kid's back in college. One kid's back in high school. He's a junior in high school. And, I also celebrated 5 years of running the agency. So as I've been counting down, I win. Because you did 5 years. My goal was 5 years in a day.
Congratulations. And also congratulations to all the employers out there. Adam's now on the market.
Right. I'm open. I'm here. Oh,
yeah.
And lastly, I thought it had been done, but it hasn't. I was going to say in the show notes here, I might have bought a domain. So I've gone, as of right now, 388 days without buying a domain.
Mm.
I was about to buy one back in August 1st to be exact. But then, I guess what I didn't mention is I broke my foot on August 2nd.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So that really deflated my energies and focus. I was going to do this thing anyway. But I broke my foot on a run. Terrible timing. It's been 6 weeks. I still have 3 more weeks before I can run again, technically with no pain. We'll see. But
Which injury was worse, this one or the infamous go-karting incident at the WordCamp?
This one.
All the years ago.
This one.
This one.
This one, as far as lifestyle goes. Yeah, the go-karting one was painful. But I could still do. Within a week, I was fine. Sneezes hurt, but this one, my lifestyle, this is not work for it at all.
Yeah.
Me not doing stuff, me not being able to run or exercise at the level I like to. And keep in mind, 24 hours prior to this injury, I had committed to be on a 200-mile relay race team up in the mountains. Four days prior to that, I had committed to doing a 50K in March of 2022, which I'm still going to do. But I could not do the race, the 200-mile race. But now I'm just delayed in training, So yeah, it's really this one for sure.
Yeah.
Just from the bigger, the longevity of, recovery.
It's been tough.
Yeah.
It's been tough for you. I know it has been. And it's also been kind of amazing to watch just like leading up to this, what we've all filled our time with in the absence of WordPress events.
Yeah. Yeah. Me doing ultra races and, kind of really pushing that level. So. Anyway, so
just find new hobbies, I guess.
Yeah. So that's why I'm going to do newhobby.com. No, that's not right. So no. 388 days. So it's a pretty long record for me not buying a domain, but I have let three of them go in the last, 3 or 4 months. I have not renewed three of them, and probably two more in the next couple months will also expire. Just
incredible.
Right. So, don't get me wrong. I've had plenty and a plethora of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Just have not pulled the trigger on any of those. So.
Proud of you.
Thank you. And you, what's new in the last, in a nutshell, in 4 months?
Oh my goodness, I don't know. It's been a summer. There's been stuff. I'll skip all the details. It's just, I don't even know I don't even know where to start. The kids got chemical burns from a frog in the backyard.
Oh, that's right. I don't mean to laugh, but oh my God.
Yeah, a toad, and they had to go to the hospital. You know, the big two graduated from their level two of their little swim class. Uh-huh. They're basically little fish, and they love it, and it's very cute. And I've been churning away, working on EDD, product management, mm-hmm. building out a roadmap for that brand, and that's been rewarding and getting to know our users a lot better.
Nice.
My wife and I took a quick short trip to Atlanta last week.
ATL.
Yeah, wow. It's the first time I've ever been to that city before, mm-hmm. and we did all kinds of stuff, including seeing Hamilton live.
Yeah,
which was incredible.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Had you seen it on the TV, like the recorded version prior?
Oh yes. Oh yes.
So I've never seen it yet. I have it. I mean, I can see it, but I've never watched it.
You are doing yourself a disservice because it's the greatest thing that was ever made.
Greater than it's the, really.
It's just incredible. It's like the greatest art, like. Artistic contribution to humankind in our generation, at least.
Even better than like our rap battle?
I mean, you know that that's on the list, but I mean, come on.
Okay.
Ours was only an hour long, and this is longer.
Okay. So, all right. I'll watch it. See, I kind of don't want to watch it on TV, if you will. I kind of want to see the show.
You make me feel like there's nothing I could say about something that would make you, like, for sure watch it.
No.
I could say this. There's nothing I can say. There's no words I could use.
Untrue. I have intention of seeing it. I would just rather, here, I have a degree in theater performance. I appreciate theater. I don't want to watch theater on TV, if that makes sense. So I want to see the show in a theater. That's my intention.
Okay.
I seriously do. There's a lot of theater I want to see. So,
well, they're opening back up and it's going on national tour.
Right. I think we may have it here in Raleigh again. So, you know, and for me, it's a hop, skip, and a jump and a free flight to, you know, to New York. So I can go see it there if I can ever get tickets. You know, I'm not. Sure. I will see it eventually. Yes.
We're going to go again when it's in Michigan.
Yeah.
Late next year.
Maybe I'll go with you.
Go ahead.
I mean, I talked to, you know, Lynn about it. So, you know, we'll see.
About coming with us?
No, about seeing having
he knows
him
come, about us
having him come to do the show for me.
Oh, I see.
Anyway,
yeah, I started another podcast.
That's right,
actually. Yeah,
I'm a fan.
Now it feels like I'm the one who's starting stuff, not you.
Wow,
weird,
right?
Yeah,
I like. I've listened to both episodes. I've been mentioned in both episodes.
Yeah,
tell us what the show's about and why I got mentioned.
We appreciate listener contributed content, but it's an NFL podcast,
right?
And it's been so fun. I can't believe that this is like the first time in my adult life, at least that I can remember, that I've been talking into a microphone for something going out to the public that is not WordPress related in any way.
That is crazy.
It's so weird. But it's actually really fun. A couple of my friends and I, like, we spent a lot of time last season just texting about everything that was happening and making like fun predictions with each other.
Right.
And we decided after all of our conversations, like, let's just turn this into our own podcast.
And that's how this show came out to be. Your wife, I think Ashley is the one who said, you guys should just take your banter and record it. That's how this show started.
That's how it starts. It doesn't take that much these days. But this is the first time actually that I've ever kind of run a show. Like, I'm the experienced podcaster in this, so I had to do all the stuff, and now it's giving me a newfound appreciation for all the work that you do, Adam. Of course, thank you for all you've done. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot from you in this process, and it's also fun because I get to do it face to face. We set up like a makeshift recording studio in the guest bedroom of one of my buddies, and we've got the mics and our headphones and mixing it into my computer, and it's just it's a really fun time, and it's called The Point After Show. You can find it, I think, on Podcast Stuff by searching Point After NFL or something.
I'll put a link in the show notes as well.
Maybe my name. Yeah.
And you have some new stuff coming out in next week's episode. It's going to be an awesome part of your opener. I'm going to go ahead and call it.
You might hear a familiar voice, dear listener. So anybody who is remotely interested in football, please tune in and please send us your hot takes so we can discuss them on the show. Yeah.
Go Niners. Okay. don't we play you this week coming up?
No.
Oh, it's 2 weeks.
Next, I think the following week, maybe.
Hold on a second. you're right. It's week three. Okay. Mm. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. By the way, I have predictions on the Niners and how we're going to do. Anyway, so it's good. It's a good show. I do like it.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So is that it for updates, really?
Yeah, that's good enough. How much do people really want to know?
Yeah, there's that. So,
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
I don't remember, like, which bumper do we use? It's been so long. A lot of news. I'll start with the bananas one, which I find now funny in how you wrote it. I see it. I see what you did there. MailChimp was acquired by Intuit for $12 billion, with a B, dollars.
Billion. Billion. Holy moly.
Yeah, great for the MailChimp team, bad for the MailChimp users, I think. I mean, MailChimp's got a lot of, I don't know, not, I don't want to say Slack, because Slack is a service, a lot of flack.
Flack.
In the past, I don't know, 2 to 3 years. I mean, they used to be the go-to, easy-to-use, free, up to 2,000 subscribers thing that was too simple. So, you know, but they've changed. They've added so many features. They've become like the Evernote of mail providers. A lot of people diss on Evernote. I still use it. I still pay for it. I'm grandfathered in. But MailChimp is, they changed their interface, the UI, the UX. There's only, you know, they changed the pricing. They did a pricing sneak like last summer, I think it was, for all the stuff. But anyway, the company who built it, the guys who built it, I'm sure that's amazing. $12 billion.
Insane. Just incredible.
Yeah.
Bananas.
And also a ton of acquisitions since we've recorded recently. So you want to knock off the first few of those?
Yeah. So many.
I know.
It's getting ridiculous. There were acquisitions of Frontity, GiveWP, Yoast, Kanban WP, Search WP, Advanced Custom Fields, Pocket Casts, Amplify plugins. Shout out to our buddy
Scott DeLuzio.
Day One, oh, yeah, Iconic, right. WP, Plugin Rank, Understrap. I mean, there's been so many.
Yeah, that's
impossible
crazy
for anybody to keep track.
Yeah, and I talked to, and I think I'm actually, I'm going to probably have him on the other show, my other podcast. I talked to Scott DeLuzio about it, about his, his wasn't so much an acquisition as it was a merging of two companies to create a new company, technically, which is slightly different. And legal, and the legal things have been covered. All the I's have been dotted and T's crossed. Is that right? Right when they say that?
Yeah.
So they have, you know, because I've seen companies come together. You know, my other friend, my buddy Jamie, he started a company with a friend, with another guy. And ironically enough, I sent them a client, a customer. This must have been 7, 8 years ago. And then that project broke the camel's back. Just, you know, just,
it,
yeah. So that split, there was some legal issues. So I was really concerned for Scott at first, but no, that's all good. I mean, so they, things are set up properly, but it's more of a third, it's a new company, that kind of thing. So, not, so okay, versus okay, an acquisition, but pretty cool. Yeah. But there's a lot, that's a lot going on. I mean, what's that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's like 9 or 10 things like in 4 months.
And that's not even counting some other like investments that were made and really small acquisitions of things I've never heard of.
Right.
It's just, it's constant. And it's not even done. Like, right, this isn't over, folks. Buckle up, because we're still in it.
Concierge WP is looking to be acquired.
It's still there. It's still not.
I mean, I see. And then the discussion then is it an acquisition or is it an aqua hire? You know, that kind of thing. So it's like, are you going to use the services and tools, or you want the team? And that's the way. And for me, I'm like, yes, whatever you want to, however you want to use me, people, Sand Hills Development, I'm for sale. You know, it's fine.
Yeah. So, well, so long as there are still unacquired companies, there will still be some news about this.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Goodness, it's just gotten overwhelming.
It's amazing.
The whole scene is very much different. Very, very, very different. And
yeah,
eventually when we all get back together, it's going to be a completely different scene.
There's going to be one sponsor. Like,
right.
The WordPress company.
Yes, right. The WordPress singularity.
Exactly. We are Borg, we are one.
Yeah.
Do you know that reference? I'm one of three.
Is it Star Trek?
Star Trek, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh man. Yeah. That hurts. Almost hurts. It's okay. At least you got the right, you know, genre and Star Wars, and that's fine. It'd be like me saying something about Star Wars. You know, we pick your battles. So that's awesome. All right, moving along. Two here mentioned. Both are Automattic related. One is our dear friend Andrea Middleton. She spent 10 years at Automattic in the role of community relations, I think. I don't know if she spent all 10 years doing that, but she is awesome. Do you know Andrea? You know Andrea Middleton?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't know Andrea Middleton? But
she's a pillar of the community.
Pillar. I love that. She is leaving Automattic to start up pillarofthecommunity.com. No, I'm kidding. She is heading over. Actually, by the time this episode came out, she's at Reddit doing some community growth work for Reddit, which I think is awesome.
Very cool. We wish her all the best.
Yeah. I mean,
and extend so much gratitude to her for all that she did.
I mean, she saw the ups, the downs, the ins and outs, the good, the bad, the ugly of what...
the whole community, like WordCamp and meetup scene would not have become what it was without the efforts that she made.
Yeah.
She was instrumental in this massive community experience and these years of growth and collaboration.
So here's a question for you. I have a question on this. So let's say we didn't have COVID and shutdowns. Do you think she'd still be here in a sense? Do you think part of this, the transition was because of lack thereof, or do you think just time? Her time was time.
I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can speculate that. Or no, I don't know. Her personally. Situation well enough or
fair enough,
I don't know, even venture to guess.
Right on, makes sense. All right, also in the news of changes in Automattic is our buddy Dustin Hartzler. He is still with Automattic, but he is no longer in the Woo Happiness support queue for doing Woo Happiness, which he did for many years. He was Happiness and Woo. He's moved around. He is now on the VIP developer apprentice. He's going to become a developer.
Wow,
he is
so cool.
Happy. Let me tell you, I mean, he loves his new schedule, but he is just like, he's learning stuff. We talk about some stuff, you know, it's really awesome. I love seeing his, just the fact that he's made that jump. It's not an easy jump to be an Automattic developer.
No, I'm certain that it isn't. Yeah. The VIP team.
Yeah. So
high standards.
I think it's, So he's excited. So congratulations to Dustin as well. That's awesome.
Definitely. So happy for that guy.
Right.
He deserves the best.
He really does. Well, he deserves
Is the best.
He is the best. Yeah, we should have him back on sometime. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
We should have him acquire this show.
Ooh, brilliant.
What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now. What you wearing, what you're reading, what you're drinking now.
I like how we are both just going low key in what we're wearing. We'll get to that in a second. I'm drinking coffee. I just came back from a workout with my F3 guys. I can't run, but I can do the core work, and we'd go get coffee after, so I'm having my coffee. I am only, that's drinking. I skipped my wearing. I went old school, WordPress trucker hat.
You remember it? You remember that?
I got it from your WordCamp, from A2. So A2 and Arbor WordCamp. WordCamp Ann Arbor, sorry. And I'm reading, I just finished a book last night called Jackpot. It's an amazing book about the ultra wealthy and how it's ruining everything for the rest of the world. But it really is a fascinating book about people who have ultra wealth, like the 10%, the 10%ers, the 5, the 1, and the 0001%. And technically speaking, you and I, we're in the top 25% of wealth, which is kind of crazy if you think about it, but we just are. Really good book. So I just finished that called Jackpot. And the other one I'm reading with my business book club is Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. I've read it before. I'm rereading it because it's important. I'm trying to, be essential and say no. And actually, I just said no to an opportunity. You'd be so proud. I said no to an amazing opportunity to do some video work, to go and travel down to Charlotte and do some video. Like I said, just old school stuff that I used to do all the time. I said no. And I referred it.
Wow.
It's not what I do. Wow. It could have been consistent, solid income per month for, 6 months to a year, but I'm focusing on what it is I do at the moment, and that's not it.
We should make a movie about you called No Man. like
Yes
Jim
Man.
Carrey
Jim
movie,
Carrey, yeah.
Yes Man movie.
Yeah. Brilliant. I love it. I love it. Okay. Very short. Credits will be longer than the movie. So that's what I'm reading. Jackpot. I just noticed that in the Essentialism. What do you got?
Love it. I'm wearing a Nexus Hosting t-shirt, a WPMRR trucker cap, which is given to me as a speaker gift. Mm-hmm. You can actually watch me this upcoming week deliver a presentation about career progression frameworks. It's probably going to be more entertaining than you expect. I don't know how much substance, but I tried to get a little out of the box with this presentation, let me tell you. So check it out. I'm drinking some orange juice this morning, yum yum, and I'm reading a book called The Devil in the White City, which was a popular book. My brother essentially assigned it to me,
Is it fiction?
We're doing
it's
a
fiction?
Kind of No, it is a nonfiction book about Chicago.
Oh.
And the year of the World's Fair. And it, well, it covers a lot of intersecting stories, one of which is like this infamous tale of the, what's his name, the something Holmes guy who was a serial killer while the World's Fair was going on, and like this architectural boom in the city, and just a lot happening, yeah. A very interesting time in America. So I'm in the midst of reading that.
Okay, interesting. Interesting. Very, very cool. Awesome. Nice. Hey, Kyle, guess what time it is?
What time it is? It's 7 on Easter Island, and it's 3 o'clock in Finland, 10 p.m. in Australia, and it's 8 in Venezuela. It's 6 over in Kazakhstan, and 2 o'clock in Milan, 8 p.m. in Hong Kong. Now, tell me, Adam, am I wrong?
I think you might be wrong. That's right. Back to the sound effect here. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. We did not delete them as you try to mess me up in the notes there. And now it's time, it's time, it's time to give you, dear listener, some options, options, options. These are some really good questions, by the way. I'm really like these ones. I will read the first one. What do you say?
Go ahead.
Okay. This was sent in by Anonymous for obvious reasons, I think. Hey, guys, I run a medium-sized agency with a dozen full-time employees. We're based in a mid-market, not too expensive but not too cheap, area. With COVID-19 not going anytime soon, I wonder what your thoughts are on salary-based location, or location-based salary, I guess is what it said. Specifically, I have two employees who want to move away to where the cost of living is much less expensive, one being overseas. They are good employees, but I'm torn on the salary issue. I've read that big companies like Salesforce, Facebook, etc. are adjusting salaries if and when employees move. Looking for options. Thanks.
Yeah.
I think it's definitely in your wheelhouse at the moment, more than mine.
Yeah. Let me just tell you, this is how it is, Anonymous. I mean, you said that they're good employees. I got to break it to you. Good employees don't leave. They've shown that they have other priorities in life besides your business. And that is a huge betrayal. If they're going to put their personal lifestyle in front of your company's need to have them nearby, then by golly, they could just go get a job somewhere else. That's what I say.
Wow.
Forget about changes to their salaries. Time to change their employment status.
Huh.
Oh!
Oh, actually, it's interesting because I have three options here for him or for them. And one of them, I think you kind of just nailed. But I mean, similarly, my first one is, I would just scold them for leaving you like a child leaving their elderly parents. Same concept. Just say, shame, 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 shame.
Yeah. Yes, it's a powerful demotivator.
Yeah, right. And then, yeah, I think so. And then, while I'll just go right into my number two to start with here. I would also guilt them into staying, entice them with equity ownership that will never materialize.
Oh, yeah, the old carrot.
Carrots.
You dangle.
Right. You like that one, don't you? That's good. Yeah. Solid. Solid.
It's very effective.
Right. Your raise, your equity share. Just, hey, Kyle, stay a little longer in the area. We're going to make you a partner. Right.
Yeah, you got a bright future with this company. Just keep doing what you're
it's
doing.
It's like Horrible Bosses. Remember? You ever see Horrible Bosses?
With Jason Bateman? I feel like I lived it, actually.
Wait a minute. Weren't you your own boss?
Yeah, moving on.
Okay. Do you have any other options? I have one more, but I'll wait for you to get another one out.
Let's see. First, I would... I think that your employees will not take it well if you decide to decrease their pay. They're making major life plans, which are based on their current income, and you'll throw a big wrench in those plans if you tell them their income is going down. So secondly, if you don't have an extremely strong argument and a lot more conviction, you really can't do this. The fact that you're on the fence about this is, I think, reason enough to leave well enough alone. Mm. Imagine you tell one of those employees that you'll pay them less if they leave just this to prepare for this conversation. Imagine them asking you the obvious question, why? What's your answer?
Right.
Are you ready to confidently state your rational argument and stand your ground?
Is it a rational argument, though?
Well, it doesn't sound like it. It doesn't sound like you're ready for it. If you're going to sheepishly say that you heard some major tech companies from Silicon Valley, which have almost nothing in common with you, are changing people's pay, then this is over. That's not reason enough. You're not ready for making a stance like this.
Yeah.
Okay. And otherwise, this is separate from the question. I think like there are valid arguments for using location based, you're factoring in location to your compensation calculation.
Right.
There are arguments for that.
Cost of living being an issue.
If you landed on that side, I don't think you're ready for it. I don't think you have a firm enough grasp of those arguments, and I don't think your situation warrants it. And I don't think that you are prepared to implement this and confront your employees, who will not receive it well. And so for that reason, I'm out. but that aside, separately, mm-hmm. the other point is that I don't land on that side anyway. That's not the reason that I'm making that suggestion that I just did. I think more power to you if you decided to do that. That's fine. But I don't think you're ready to do it. But the other thing is, I wouldn't do it to begin with because I'm not a proponent of basing compensation on employee location.
Okay.
It will dramatically increase the complexity of your comp system.
Right.
Don't underestimate how challenging that will become.
Right.
It will not be popular with employees, and it's not going to make your company any better.
Right. So, yeah, I hear you, and I agree with you for the most part. I mean, also, my last little option here is I would keep the salary the same. As long as you can tag along with them for like half the year, just they move, you move with them. And especially if it's the overseas location, because honestly, if it's overseas, it's probably better than living in the States right now. I'm just saying.
Yeah. There might be a few spots on the globe that I would probably
stay away from.
Circuitous route around, but
right.
True. Accompaniment privileges mm-hmm. for the employer is something that you could probably negotiate.
Yes, I think so. Right. Yeah. I mean, in my case, because I'm not that scale, that size of an agency, and all my people are contractors. So they set their rate, and it's up to me if I want to pay them or not. I mean, if I want to hire them, not pay them. I mean, I pay them for the work they do, but they've set their rates to what they need for their life. Simple as that, you know, for what they charge. And the value is there. You know, for skills, location, that's up to them. So yeah, but if I had full-time employees, I think I would still, I guess, I mean, if I hired a full-time employee, you know, a W-2, I would budget what I could afford and that's what they would pay. Where they live, it's up to them.
Yeah.
That's how I would do it. And if I got to the scale, like you guys are at, I think you went through the whole process. I might consider doing like the average of, I think, didn't you guys pick Chicago?
We did actually, yes. As a matter of fact, yeah, that's the base that we source all of our data from.
Right. So I think I might follow your footsteps if I was at that level to where it would matter. And simple as that. Mm-hmm. And the base would be that. That way there's, you know, consistency across the board and a little bit more transparency. I like that a lot. I really do. I know you went through that. That was not a struggle. It was just a lot of work to figure out mm-hmm. and to adjust mm-hmm. people. Right. So, but in my case, I'm not that type of situation, luckily, I guess, you know. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Good question, though. Good question.
Yeah, it is pretty interesting.
All right. You want to ask the second one?
Yeah. The next question comes to us from Sarah H. And she asks, I am a UX UI designer and my boss wants me to track my time for each project down as to see what projects are taking up resources. As a creative, in quotes, this feels weird to me. What are my options?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Option one for me, easy. Stay weird, move to Austin. Wait a minute. That's not right. No.
Austin.
That's Austin's slogan. Stay weird, you know, Austin.
Think I'll move to Austin.
Yeah. My other option here is, as Shakespeare said, to track time or not to track time. That is the question. Wait, that's not right either.
What?
I'm so
theater major here.
Full circle.
Jeez.
Didn't see it coming, did you? Yeah. So yeah, I agree. As a fellow creative, I feel honestly it can be tough because inspiration, I'm going to use air quotes, inspiration can strike any time for many a thing. But then again, you know, getting your butt in the chair and starting to work and doing the work is also key. So as we get older, you can't just wait for the muse to strike. You know, there are deadlines and expectations to be met. often set by others. So, you know, it's not ideal, but you probably need to follow through with the request if it's, you know, your job is on the line, is my first kind of 2.5 options there.
2.5. I think you're right. You're a smart guy. Mm-hmm. But I want to know what you're talking about, Sarah. Are you Leonardo da Vinci? Are you George R. R. Martin? Are you a renowned artist spending your years creating your masterpiece? Were you commissioned by the Pope to create art which future generations will marvel at? I don't think so. You've got a job, my friend, just like the rest of us. Your time isn't owned by you. You are selling it. You're selling your time. And it isn't unreasonable for the buyer to ask for an account of that time. There. There you have it. I don't really agree that those in creative positions should be exempt from time tracking. Does it matter that it is creative work? You're still doing work
right
during work time, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've worked at corporate companies, big companies, that you actually have to track is the jobs are every department in the company is a client, is that, you know, as an account, you have to like bill, they get billed against it. That department has their own budget per quarter, you know, that kind of thing. And right. So when I was doing like photography work for, was it for Raytheon? Yeah, for Raytheon. I'd have to then, if I was going to do a photo shoot of an event for another division, I'd have to then track the time that I did the photos, the travel time, the shoot time, the post-production time that got billed to that department. So it's a pain, right. But that's the rules. Simple as that. If you can't do that, you work somewhere else, you know.
True.
Right?
True. Yeah, it is. So, I mean, I guess I'm curious about the situation just a little. Sarah, are you being singled out? Or is everyone having to track their time?
Yeah, good question.
I wonder about that. Like, if you are being singled out, it might be worth asking why.
Right.
Does your employer think you've been failing to produce? Are you the most expensive person on the team and some extra accountability is justified? I don't know that. Right. If you are not being singled out, perhaps this isn't about you at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been in situations where we implemented some accountability measures across the organization, but we're essentially at the end of the day only looking at one or two people who were suspected of being guilty of poor time management. So this might not actually be about you. It might just be kind of like a sweeping policy for everyone. I mean, those kinds of situations definitely do exist. Ultimately at the end of the day, it's not that unreasonable to, have some accountability, right. Even if the truth is you're doing some work that is less process, more creative. Right. That's fine.
And I will also say my third option is once you just kind of get over yourself and get to work, there are tools, software-based, that will help track things. You can start Timeries. You can start, you know, Timeries one, a timing app. There's other ones that actually work in the background that just kind of track the apps you're using. So if you forget, you can then go back at the end of the day or end of the week and kind of figure out what did you work on and kind of see what applications. If you're in InDesign or you're in Illustrator or you're in, well, I don't know, what's UIOX? I'm trying to think of one of the apps that Adobe makes one. I can't think of the names of them. But, you know, I mean, if you're in those apps that you use for work, it'll show you how much time you're using that app for. So then you could...
Right.
Tracking's not as hard as you think it is, technically. Mm-hmm. It really isn't. So
It's true. And it can be very eye-opening, actually.
Yeah, right.
I mean, a lot of us have done it a number of times, and every time we learn something about ourselves
and
find some things to adjust. And sometimes it can be a good thing to do voluntarily.
Right. I've done it a few times. I've actually talked about it over on Kitchen Sink a couple times in the past. I'm about to do another one. I think Q4 I might do another experiment to see, again, where I'm at. So, and different tools this time. So. Yeah, it's a good question though. But you're right. I think you're right. What we don't know is it just her or is it all? And I you don't know. It's hard to say. But I think you're right. I think it could just be all. I'm gonna go with that. I don't know. If it's not all, seriously, you're right. UI UX, get off of it. You're getting paid to do your job. So
right.
This is part of the requirements. You know.
No disrespect.
No, right.
But it's a job.
It's a job. So all right. Cool questions. If you want to send any questions in, we'd love to have them. Send them in. All right. And now moving on to our segment of the week, which has this now.
It's time for bomb.com.
Yeah, that's right. We have a bumper. Oh, I'd love that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love
so
it.
So this is where we share a couple. I have three domains that are out there that are available that I think would be pretty cool for somebody maybe to go get. And yeah. So you want to go first?
I have six.
Oh, six. Okay. You do two and I'll do one. You do two. I'll do one.
Okay. I have a couple that I like. Okay. My first is cheesesneeze.com.
How would you use it?
Just imagine the possibilities. Cheesesneeze.com. I mean, it's just like it has such branding potential, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My next one is complacentpoodles.com.
What was it? Say it again.
Just complacentpoodles.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Think about it. Just think about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. My first one is, so you have six, I have three. So I have monotoneandboring.com.
Monotone and boring.
So it's a blog or a podcast with the right person, maybe a past teacher of your life, you know?
Right.
like an old history teacher could just, you know, have a blog or more like a podcast, almost like ASMR maybe.
Sure. Yeah, there's probably incredibly high search volume. Right. I mean, this is what, and people are just searching for monotone and boring. That's what I need. I need something that is
helps me sleep. It's a sleep aid is what it is.
Okay, that could be.
Right.
Could be.
Okay, right. Give me two more ears.
Okay. Shorple.com.
I like it. The made up word. Yeah.
Shorple. Yeah. Shorple. Shorple. Shorple.com. you do your next one.
All right. So I have squirrelactivities.com. It's either for squirrel lovers or it's for those with ADD and ADHD for what to do next.
Right. Or squirrel. A website for squirrels.
Right.
Maybe
a blog. Yeah.
You know, bored squirrels can maybe go there.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got a couple here. My first one now is WPIPWeAllP.com.
That's awesome. Oh, that's so good. That's awesome.
WPIPWeAllP.com. There you go. It's available.
I like it. It was available. I just got it. I'm kidding.
And my next one, I can't believe this is available, but I'm gonna spell it out.
Okay.
DoubleUBLEYOUPEE.com.
Say spell it one more time.
DoubleUBLEYOUPEE.com.
WP.com?
Yeah.
But spelled out.
Spelled out.
Lovely.
It's available. Can you believe it?
It's hard to believe that that's available.
That's how you get around that trademark infringement.
Right. You spell out W.
Yeah. I just got WP.com. How'd you get that?
Brilliant. My last one is... it's actually, I heard this on another podcast, like this idea of it's a conceptual idea. So... The domain's available. Runtohard.com. RUNTOHIRD. So it's like running towards hard things. Runtohard.com. You know, instead of running away from hard things. It could be, I think it's again motivational.
Okay.
You know, I think it's a inspirational, motivational. What? You could read if you had run T O O hard. Whatever. I don't want to get into that. Did you snort? We have finally 144 episodes in gotten Kyle to snort. That's awesome.
I'm sorry. That's I'm just having to hold back.
Runtohard.com.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great one.
I can see the logo too, which is awkward.
Oh, I don't want to see that logo.
So those are there you go. Monotone and boring.com, squirrelactivities.com, and those are mine. Runtohard.com. So
my last domain.
Yeah.
Is potentially a site with a list, but it's going to be a short list. Mm-hmm. There's at this point, there's not going to likely be that much that exists on this website anymore. The website is theunacquired.com. Could be a list of all the brands which haven't been acquired yet.
Concierge WP is on there right now.
Yeah, and kitchen sink. Like three others, yeah. Maybe.
Right. Yeah. These were solid. I'm impressed. You knocked it out of the park today. I would say.
Yeah, not so bad yourself, my friend.
Thank you. Well, it was great seeing you. It was good catching up with you. And What is next to talk about? Actually, I closed the wrong window. Let me just go back and grab that window here so I can do my closing little segments here. There it is. Thanks for listening. Be sure to email us any questions you have at questions@getoptionspodcast.com. Use the SpeakPipe feature on the website. You can find us each online, Twitter primarily, @get_options. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer. We're still on SoundCloud. Oh, speaking of SoundCloud, I have some ideas coming for future episodes. And say goodbye, Kyle.
Goodbye, Kyle.
Yeah, that's right. It's Adam. It's Kyle. It's Cool Jazz. It's our after-hours show. How are you doing today?
Doing just fine.
Right on.